You know, if I had one naive wish, I mean, like if a fairy godmother or something came down and said, you have one wish. You know what the wish I'd make? You know, and I'm not kidding about this. I wish I could go back in time and tap myself on the shoulder when I was about 20. And I would tell myself to think more strategically about my life. Yeah. Let me explain. See, when you're young, you're thinking to yourself that you should, you know, live each day as it comes. Live as if there's no tomorrow. You've heard that expression, right? It's just fucking facile and pathetic. Live as if there's no tomorrow. What a bunch of bullshit. You should be living as if you recognize that there are going to be tomorrows. There are going to be a whole series of tomorrows. And what you want to be doing is that the man you are today should be living to make a good life for the man you will be tomorrow and the next day and the next day after that. Think of it in these terms. Like, say you're standing here today, right? And behind you are a couple of thousand previous versions of who you were. The guy right behind you is the younger version of yourself by a day. And two guys behind you is just the younger version by 2 days, and so on. An endless procession, thousands of clones of you who are just one day younger, each of them behind you. And of course, ahead of you are all these thousands of guys that you will be. There's a man standing right in front of you, and he's you, only one day older. And after that, there is another guy who's 2 days older, and another guy who's 3 days older, and so on forward. An endless row. And you're just the guy right here. A few thousand, a couple of thousand behind you. I mean, you're 20, it's 30. Let's make the math easy. 30, and there's like 365 days. So what? You're 30 years old, and I guess it would be like 10,000 versions of you, 10,000 days behind you. I don't fucking know. I used to be good at math. But anyway, I got old. See, when I was young, I was good at math. And now I'm not, because that's the problem. As you age, you decay, like it or not. Okay? And so what you want to be thinking is that you have to take care of that guy way out ahead of you. That guy who's 80. That version of you who's 80. That man you will become. You want to be making decisions today that are going to be affecting that guy way ahead of you in the line. That 80-year-old man who's going to be old and decrepit, because you will. You know, let me just clue you in. There is no way to avoid it. You're going to hit 80 one day, and you're going to be an old and decrepit man, and your life is going to be over. And so you want to be thinking today how to make that guy happy, how to make that guy have a fulfilling life. You want to be thinking to yourself, what do I want that 80-year-old man's life to look like? You see what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying by strategizing, having a strategy insofar as living? You see? Because, see, the decisions you make in your 20s and your 30s are the decisions that you're going to have to live with for the rest of your life. Because as you get older, the options that you have in your life become fewer. Okay? Like, you graduate from high school, for instance. You graduate from high school and you can go to college and be anything, right? You can be an engineer or a doctor or a lawyer or whatever. But, you know, there is cost of opportunity. And what does cost of opportunity mean? It means that if you take one road, that means that all the other roads, all the other avenues, all the other options and possibilities, they get closed off. If you decide that you're going to be an engineer, you can no longer be a doctor or a lawyer, or you could perhaps, but it's going to be an enormous effort, right? For all intents and purposes, if you decide to be an engineer and do 5 years and the master's and the whole shebang, that's it for being a lawyer. You ain't going to be a lawyer or whatever else. You see what I'm saying? That's what happens with life. As you advance through life, your options become fewer. Because when you're young, you have to realize that the decisions you're making today are going to affect the life of the man you will be when you're 80. And so that's why you have to be thinking strategically. Now, what do I mean by thinking strategically about your life? Well, it's very simple. In a war, right, The general, the great general, he thinks strategically, and he's a strategic genius, they say. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that he comes up with a strategy to achieve his objective. In your life, what are you aiming for? Well, you want to be thinking of what kind of life you want to capture in the end. Do you want to be a very rich man with a lot of money, or do you want to be a man who has enough money and he has a family and he has friends, or do you want to be a fucking loser? Right? Because if you don't think about these things now, that's what you're going to wind up being. Think of all those greeters at Walmart. You see those old guys sitting there at Walmart or standing there at Walmart, you know, and they're in their late 50s, 60s maybe, and they're standing there and they're greeting people as they come in, right? And I bet you 9 times out of 10, those guys are going to be very decent men, good men, decent people. And some of them, I bet, are going to be pretty goddamn clever. They are. And you're going to ask yourself, well, how the hell did they wind up, you know, being a greeter at Walmart? I mean, they're fucking 60 years old, and they're a greeter at Walmart. How did this happen? You talk to one of those guys, and they'll tell you. They made bad decisions when they were young. That's how they ended up being greeters at Walmart. I did a video last year. You can find it right here. It's called How to Budget Your Life. And in it, I literally set up a spreadsheet. You know, each column was a different aspect of your life, and each row was a different decade of your life. And you should check it out. It's a long video. It's about almost an hour, I think. But the point is very valid. You want to be budgeting your life. You want to be strategizing about your life. You want to be thinking of where you want to end up. And that's the whole purpose of How to Budget Your Life, that particular video. And that's the purpose of this conversation that we're having, is that it's for you to, you know, wake up and realize that the decisions you are making now as a young man will affect you. And there's a period, there's a grace period in your 20s. Basically, you can argue that most of your 20s, between the ages of 18 and 28, is just a giant grace period where you can fuck around. It's a gimme. Okay, it doesn't really matter what you do. And a lot of people think that, oh, if they go to the right school, the Ivy League college and all the rest of it, then they got it made for the rest of their life. No, I'm here to tell you right now, you can go to an Ivy League school and with all the trimmings and you still wind up like a fucking zero. How do I know this? Because I went to an Ivy League school and I saw a lot of fuckers end up as fucking zeros, right? So I know where I speak. Your 20s are gimmies, okay? But once you hit 27, 29, 31, you better fucking be on track. Because like I said, your options begin to narrow. And so you want to be thinking of where you want to be. And once you figure out where you want to be as an old man, as a man of 50, 60, 70, then you work your way back. See, it's just like when you go someplace you've never been to before in your car. You look at the map. And you work your way, well, this is where I want to go, and this is where I am today. And so you figure out all the streets that you have to get to in order to get to your destination, right? Right, that's how it works. Same thing. When you're strategizing about your life, you got to be thinking, where do I want to end up? And then you work your way backwards, okay? Say you're thinking to yourself, you want to be a man of 50, 60, and you want to be well off enough, you want to have a few kids, you want to have a good woman. And so you start working backwards and saying, well, how do I get the money for that? When is the right moment to get married to have the kids, right? Is it better for me to get married first or make money first? I personally think it's better to make the money first, but that's another conversation. But you see what I'm saying? You figure out where you want to end up, and then you work your way back. You check out all the streets that you have to go down, all the avenues and all the turns you have to make, you know, what freeway you have to get onto from where you're starting from in order to get to your destination. Because like I said, you know, your life is a car. You're driving your car. And you have to figure out where you're going. You got to know where you're going. And you got to know where you're going, especially because, see, along the way, there will be obstacles. There are going to be a whole lot of obstacles and roadblocks and bumpy roads and all the rest of it. If you know where you're going, when you hit an obstacle, you'll go around it. If you don't know where you're going, if you're just going at random and just, like I said, living like there's no tomorrow. If you're living like there's no tomorrow, you hit an obstacle and you're going to wind up going the wrong fucking way. Yeah, because you're not going to be thinking of where you want to end up. You're just living for that moment. You're living as if there's no tomorrow. But there are an endless number of tomorrows. And so if you know where you're going, you hit a roadblock, you hit an obstacle, you hit a bumpy road, and you're going to know that you just have to, you know, grind it out and get through this bumpy road. Or you hit an obstacle and you're going to know that you have to go around it, but you're going to know which direction to continue to go, because you have a final destination in mind. And that's the thing. That's the thing I want to, you know, put in your head that's so fucking important. Always know what you want your life to look like when you hit 60. I got lucky. I got supremely lucky. And here I am at 50 and my life is pretty much set. And it wasn't because I was so fucking wise. It was because I was goddamn lucky. But you cannot bank on luck. It's crazy to bank on luck. You gotta be thinking about it, okay? And the more you think about it, strategizing it, the more you prepare, knowing that you will hit 60, 70 years old, knowing that you have to make wise decisions now that you're young, so that when you hit those target ages, you're gonna be in good shape financially, emotionally, all the rest of it. Yeah, you have to be making decisions now. I mean, like now, for instance, I bet you're like working out of the gym because you want to be in good shape, and you want to have a good, you know, heart or lungs or liver, all the rest of it. You're not smoking and all the rest of it, precisely so that, you know, you get to your old age and you're in good health, right? Of course you're doing that. But it's not just your fucking health. It's everything else. The money situation, the people in your life, everything. Don't put it off. Don't blow it off. Don't be blind. Don't allow yourself to be so irresponsible. It's all good and fine to blow off the internet bill and forget to pay it. And, you know, they cut off your internet and you got to call up and have them turn it back on. That's all good and fine because it's trivial. But this shit is real. You got to think to yourself. And always keep in mind, man, do you want to end up a greeter at a Walmart? Huh? Seriously? Is that what you want? Or do you want to, you know, give that old guy who you will become, do you want to give that old guy a decent life? Because that old guy's life, that old man whom you will become, well, his destiny is in your hands. So fucking choose wisely. And don't be foolish like I was, because I was fool enough to let luck guide me, and it was just luck that I ended up okay. Only luck. And that's why I wish I could go back in time and tell my younger self, because, you know, I look back on it, man, and I say to myself, oh, supreme luck got me to where I am. And that's just fucking unnerving. Thank you.